birds, their choir apply, airs vernal airs, breathing the smell of field and grove, attune the trembling leaves, while universal Pan, knit with the graces and the hours in dance, led on the eternal spring. Not that fair field of Enna, where Proserpine, gathering flowers herself, a fairer flower by gloomy Dis, was gathered, which cost Ceres all that pain to seek her through the world, nor that sweet grove of Daphne by Orontes, and the inspired Castalian spring might with this paradise of Eden strive, nor that Nisaean Ile, girt with the river Triton, where old Cham, whose genteel Ammon, call on Libyan Jove, hid Amalthea and her florid son, young Bacchus, from his stepdame Rhea's eye. Nor where abassing kings their issue guard, Mount Amara, though this by some supposed true paradise under the Ethiop line, by Nilus' head enclosed with shining rock, a whole day's journey high, but wide remote from this Assyrian garden, where the fiend saw undelighted all delight, all kind of living creatures new to sight and strange. To a far nobler shape erect and tall, godlike erect, with native honour clad in naked majesty, seemed lords of all, and worthy seemed, for in their looks divine the image of their glorious maker shone. Truth, wisdom, sanctitude, severe and pure, severe but in true filial freedom plait, whence true authority in men, though both not equal, as their sex not equal seemed. For contemplation he and valour formed, for softness she and sweet attractive grace, he for God only, she for God in him. His fair large front and eye sublime declared absolute rule, and hyacinth in locks round from his parted forelock manly hung, clustering, but not beneath his shoulders broad. She, as a veil down to the slender waist, her unadorned golden tresses wore dishevelled, but in wanton ringlets waved, as the vine curls her tendrils, which implied subjection, but required with gentle sway, and by her yielded, by him best received, yielded with coy submission, modest pride, and sweet reluctant amorous delay. Nor those mysterious parts were then concealed, then was not guilty shame, dishonest shame of nature's works, honour dishonourable, sin-bred. How have ye troubled all mankind with shoes instead, mere shoes of seeming pure, and banished from man's life his happiest life, simplicity and spotless innocence.